a torture piece with, you know, so, some of them had a pulse of arms and pads you could take off.
But a couch wasn't like that.
Well, we call it couches.
Couch didn't have upholstery on it?
Yes, yes, I remember one. We had it was we just use those terms almost synonymous as couch and sofa.
Oh, I see. Mm. I see. Uh-huh. What would you call the piece of furniture in the bedroom that has drawers and that you put clothes in?
Dresser. That was our term, D-R-E-S-S-E-R, dresser.
Uh-huh.
We didn't say, oh, I think sometimes some of them said bureau, but we didn't always say dresser.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, chest of drawers.
Uh-huh.
This is an old piece in the dining room, my, as I told you, my grandfather's grandfather was a contractor and builder, and he made that.
Oh,
and wrote his name in one of the drawers, 1823.
Is this it right here?
It says you left in there. This big piece, this big chest.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Uh-huh. I always thought so.
That's just.
It's a real wall.
Uh-huh.
Right inside the house. Right inside. It's not the door, right there. I know my grandfather Howard, we used to have a rocking chair he made that had rawhide strips for the seat.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. It was a very comfortable chair with a little a step, put your feet on and rock.
Have you ever heard of a chiffonier?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, it's piece of bedroom furniture with just a drawers is taller than a bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe four drawers.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it have two small ones at the top and I mean half the length.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't think of such a thing. Well, thank you, darling.